I'm sorry, Prince Harry apologizes for institutional racism in cringe video address. By Kurt Zindulka on July 2, 2020. The progressive Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, said that he is sorry for not doing enough to fight institutional racism, claiming that it is endemic in society and that unconscious bias must be recognized and confronted. The prince made his comments in a video address delivered at the Diana Award ceremony honoring the 59th birthday of his late mother on Wednesday. The charity event was established to promote youth activism in memory of Diana, Princess of Wales, and her belief that young people have the power to change the world. In his address, Prince Harry echoed his woke wife, Meghan Markle, saying, "My wife said recently that our generation and the ones before us haven't done enough to right the wrongs of the past. I too am sorry. Sorry that we haven't got the world to the place where you deserve it to be," said the prince. Institutional racism has no place in our societies, yet it is still endemic. Unconscious bias must be acknowledged without blame to create a better world for all of you. I want you to know that we are committed to being part of the solution and to being part of the change that you are all leading. Now is the time, and we know that you can do it," Harry concluded. The statement from Prince Harry drew considerable online backlash. London Assembly member David Curtin wrote, "These privileged woke celebrities should stop bashing the West and start celebrating the good things about Western civilization and history for a change." Former Labour Party MP Kate Hoey added, "Genuinely cannot understand why he thinks, after his abandonment of our country, people here are interested in his views or his wife's. And I speak as a staunch supporter of the monarchy. #VeraSad." Last month, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, issued a similarly woke video address to students at her former high school, Immaculate Heart, saying that the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing, following the death of George Floyd. The former Suits actress went on to tell the students, "As diverse, vibrant, and open-minded as I know the teachings are at Immaculate Heart, I know you know that Black Lives Matter." Follow Kurt on Twitter @KurtZindulka.